ISO.org is the premier online Bible school developed by Perry Stone. ISO.org has dozens of courses, hundreds of lessons, and thousands of students all over the world. Sign up today.
Welcome to Manifest, hosted by international evangelist, teacher, and author Perry Stone. Enjoy unique insight into prophetic and practical truth. It's time to feast on fresh manna, so get ready to be blessed and encouraged. And now, here is your host and teacher, Perry Stone.
For those of you that watch the Manifest telecast, you have probably seen me 60 times in programs from this spot. The reason is our tour groups sit in an amphitheater, and I stand here and teach, but I'm going to tell you how you know this is a new program. Can anybody tell me? I can't believe it. I did not tell them to say that. This is a brand new limited edition shirt. And I have to get new shirts every tour because people think it's a rerun. So here's the more seriousness of the teaching. I want to preach on the harpazo effect. And I'm going to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 and 17, where Paul said this, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Now, I want to give you a little bit of the setting of this particular verse, a little bit of historical background. The Apostle Paul was known as Saul of Tarsus. He was, according to Jewish sources, headed to be the head rabbi of the city of Jerusalem. And he was a great persecutor of Christians, of whom he felt was a new cult that was threatening Judaism. On his way to Damascus to arrest Christians, he actually had official papers to bring them back to Jerusalem and arrest them. He was struck down by the Lord on the road to Damascus, blinded, and Ananias, a deacon, came and prayed for him, and he was healed in his eyesight, baptized in water, and became a true believer in the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what Paul did after that is very interesting. He escaped a death threat by being lowered in a basket there in Damascus. And then the book of Galatians tells us this, it's Galatians 1:17, that Paul then went to the desert of Arabia. Now, there's a difference of opinion because he mentions 3 years somewhere in those references. Some say it was between 1 to 3 years that Paul actually went to Arabia. And the reason he did, if you'll go back to Galatians, it says Mount Sinai is in Arabia. It's not in that peninsula between here and Egypt. That's a traditional site, St. Catherine's Monastery, traditional. The real Mount Sinai is in Arabia. It has been discovered by some friends of ours that did some research there. There's even discussion that the Arabian government is going to open up Saudi Arabia for people to go see Mount Sinai. And it's all there, the rock that split, the dried riverbed. It's just pretty amazing. Now, why did Paul go there? Because if you will read the Bible, Moses went to Mount Sinai to receive the 5 books we call the Torah. So Moses went there to receive the revelation of the Lord. So Paul goes to Arabia to receive the revelation of the Lord. And he said, "I conferred with no man, but received the revelation directly from the Lord Jesus Christ." Now in the New Testament, beginning with the book of Romans, all the way through Paul's 14 epistles, if we assume that he wrote the book of Hebrews, which I do, then we have the coming of the Lord mentioned all through that particular writings of the Apostle Paul. The very first letter that Paul ever wrote, however, is a book called 1 Thessalonians. I used to think he wrote Romans and then, you know, 1 Corinthians, because I thought it was in order. It's not. So the very first thing that Paul wrote was 1 Thessalonians, of which he said, "The Lord will descend with the shout and will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air." Out of the 7 revelations, like Romans 11, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Thessalonians 4 that Paul wrote, in his very first letter, he mentions 5 times. Now, it wasn't in verses back then. It was one big letter, but the scholars divided it into chapters and verses. So in 5 different chapters, the coming of the Lord is mentioned. Now, the word that Paul used, which is very interesting here, is he said, "We shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air." Now, the Greek word there is harpazo. And if you take St. Jerome, who translated the Bible from the Greek to the Latin, St. Jerome used a Latin word to where we derive the English word rapture. So the word rapture comes from a translation of Greek into Latin. St. Jerome was in Bethlehem when he translated the Bible. And so this is where we get it. But I want to key up on this word, this Greek word, which is called harpazo, because this particular form is found definitely four times with the English phrase caught up. Now, let me give these to you. Here they are. In 2 Corinthians 12:2, Paul said, I was caught up into the third heaven, in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, but I was caught up. Greek word, harpazo. Then we come to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and 4, that says, I was caught up into paradise. So he's caught up into the third heaven, and then he's caught up into paradise. Same Greek word, harpazo. And then we come to 1 Thessalonians 4:17. We shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Same Greek word, harpazo. And then we come to Revelation 12:5, where this man child is caught up to the throne of God. It's the same Greek word, harpazo. So what does this word mean? Now, this is very significant because all four of these words, if you've noticed, refer to being transported from one location to another. The man child is transported. Paul is transported. We are transported. And it actually, in these references, means going from earth upward into the heavens somewhere. Is everybody tracking with me? Well, I've got to make sure you're tracking with me. Okay. Now, having said that, what I'd like to do is give you a Greek scholar's four meanings of the word harpazo. Now, I don't think even in my conferences I've ever taught this before to this particular level, but one of my favorite Greek scholars, of course, I use the W.E. Vines Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words, but one of my favorite Greek scholars is Kenneth Wiest. Most pastors have his books, but he is one that he takes you into a different perspective of the classical Greek and the Koine Greek to help give you a better understanding of particular words. So W.E. Vines made the statement that there are four different applications, meanings connected to the word harpazo. So we're going to give those to you now. Now remember, this is the verse where we are caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. Caught up, harpazo. He said, meaning number one is this, ready? Quote, to carry off by force. It can also mean to snatch out quickly. We'll get to that now. To carry out by force. So why would the Lord return and have to carry the church or the bodies of believers out by force? One of the reasons is Ephesians 2:2 is Satan is called the prince of the power of the air. If you read the story of Jacob wrestling an angel, you will discover that Jacob wrestled an angel and restrained that angel until he finally let go of him, right? Now we will have a resurrected body, which will be a spirit body at the coming of the Lord. Principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places are spirit bodies. So we will enter into a realm where a spirit could stop a spirit. But Jesus is going to come back, I love this, and snatch us by such force, no spiritual power can form a veil to stop us from going where we're going. Woo-hoo! This is going to be a shouting crowd. Okay, so the sudden force will pierce the veil of demonic darkness and entities that are in the upper atmosphere. So this is meaning number one. I'm going to love this message. I'm telling you, I've been waiting to preach this one for a while. Number two, Kenneth Wiest says another meaning of harpazo is, quote, to rescue from danger and destruction. Now, this is the reason why, this is not the only reason, but this is one of the arguments for a pre-tribulation coming. Why? Because the danger that will be on the earth, the Bible talks about, then shall be great tribulation such as there was not since the world began. Daniel chapter 12 talks about this time of trouble. Matthew chapter 24, Jesus warned us about it. The book of Revelation indicates from chapter 6 to chapter 18, these judgments, plagues, asteroids, earthquakes, tsunamis, all these things that you can see by the verses, that's what it's dealing with, that's going to come upon the earth. And Jesus even said this, except the days be shortened, there would be no flesh saved. So what Jesus does is this. There's two different groups. Let me say this while I'm on this. There's groups that identify with the church and there's groups that identify with Christ. Because there are people who are religious in their thinking, but they don't really have an experience with the Lord. I mean, I don't want to name names, but I have met great people that the whole world would know who they are if I mentioned their name. But they go to a church and they go through a form, but you know, they're taking God's name in vain, they're acting crazy, they're doing stupid stuff, and yet they're religious. Religion will not get you to heaven. Only a covenant with God will get you to heaven, okay? So you've got to have a relationship with the Lord. He's the one that provided this covenant relationship for you. So here's the thing that I want to tell you, that the tribulation is the time of trouble. It is the time of great danger. It is the time. In fact, the word tribulation comes from a Greek word for distress and anguish and suffering. It means all of those things. So why would Jesus come to rescue us, harpazo, rescue us from danger's way? And that is to prevent us from going through the tribulation. The Bible says it this way: God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through His Son. The children of God, read it in Romans, the children of the world are the children of wrath. The children of God are not the children of wrath. We are those who have been born again and, watch this, Paul says it, delivered from the wrath to come. All right? And that doesn't just mean we're not going to hell. It means we're delivered from the time of wrath, which is mentioned in the book of Revelation, the wrath of the Lamb and the wrath of God. Second meaning of harpazo. Now, here's the third meaning according to Kenneth Wiest. Divine power, I quote this, divine power transferring a person from one location to another. Now, I told you a moment ago in the four places where this Greek word is used, translated in the English Bible as the word caught up, that this is actually what the meaning deals with, is it deals with one person being transported from one specific location to another. Now, look at the four people. I'm going to go through these briefly because I will have a follow-up teaching on this, and I don't want to say too much, but there are four people that were translated from one location to another. Genesis 5:24, Enoch was caught up, for God took him and translated him. You can also read about that in the book of Hebrews 11. Number two, Elijah is caught up in a chariot of fire into the heavenlies in 2 Kings chapter 2. And it's actually Enoch and Elijah will more than likely, we know Elijah is, but Enoch, I believe, is the other of the two witnesses that will one day come back to this city. And that's in Revelation, of course, chapter 11. Jesus, Acts 1:11, and what's it like sitting here and me saying, over here on the Mount of Olives? I've been here 38 times and it still touches me. But Jesus Christ at the tip of the Mount of Olives ascended straight up into heaven and was seen by Paul on the road to Damascus and was seen by Stephen when Stephen was being stoned and was on the right hand of the Father. So they made it. It didn't take them a billion years to get to heaven. They literally could move. And you know, they talk about black holes, which is intriguing because according to scientists, some of these black holes, if you enter one, it takes you to another universe in the blinking of an eye. You didn't hear what I just said. Isn't that interesting? Now, science is saying that. So we're talking about being transported from here to the heavens. Well, we just don't see how that's impossible. And then they turn around talking about a black hole. Now, if you come here, or wherever that tunnel leads to, you know, everybody that dies sees a tunnel, right? Everybody that dies says, I died and saw a tunnel, got through that tunnel. There was a light at the end of it. Well, hello, maybe you went through what they call a black hole. God might not call it a black hole. God may call it the road out. Exodus. You have to read a new book I wrote to understand that. Okay. So anyway, here we go. Jesus was caught up. And then Philip in, this is a funny one. Philip is in Samaria preaching. God tells him to go to Gaza. Are you ready? 94 miles away. And then catches him up, remember, from Gaza and puts him back over here in Samaria. Now, how would you like to have a whole land trip where you didn't have to get on the airlines? Huh? Just stand there. Wouldn't that be great, Pam? See, I could keep you here and send you back home. Then you can come back. Just keep you here. Great. Bring Amanda with you. Of course, the thing is, you can sneak in without a passport. So I guess God don't let that happen. So let me go back to this. It was 94 miles. If Philip would have walked that distance, and I looked this up to double check it, it would take 3 days and 27 hours for us to walk from Samaria to Gaza. And yet God caught him up, transported him from one location to the other location. So this is the same kind of thing that will happen to us. So harpazo, which is to be caught up, means to transport bodily from one location to another. And in the reference of 1 Thessalonians 4:16, 17, it would be bodily caught up to meet the Lord in the air and then go into the presence of God. Number four, and I know you're waiting for the fourth one, and this is one I really like. The reference to harpazo, one of the meanings as found through scripture and connotations in Greek is this: to claim for oneself eagerly. Amen. Oh Lord. John 14:1-2, that if you believe in me, I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also, okay? And then we find in 1 Thessalonians 4:18, so shall we ever be with the Lord. So the Lord is coming to claim His bride. Paul says, I have espoused you as a virgin to one person. And, you know, this is a real sidetrack. I probably should not get on this, but there's been a debate for years why, let's say, in the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob especially, and before the Torah law came about the wife and the husband and the laws of God, why is it that men were allowed to have more than one wife? And I've had guys ask me, and they're not trying to get rid of their wife when they say this, but they say, we just want to know that why was it permissible there, but you see the new covenant, and it's not permissible for a guy to multiple marry, you know, have another one here and there as a wife. And the answer is very simple if you think about it from Paul's writing. If you cannot serve Jesus and get to heaven and serve three or four other gods, you have to serve only the one, enter the covenant with the one, and that's the one who takes you to heaven. Now, you can't enter a covenant, and I'm not going to name names because this program goes all over the world, but I mean, you can't have other gods and a little idol sitting here, a little belief over here, because there's only one. So what the Bible teaches, and that's why there's the you know, husband of one wife and one wife and one husband, is because of the faithfulness that a person is to have to Christ. And that's how Paul compares that if you read some of his writings. So I don't know who that was for. It's probably somebody that's got five wives in your religion, maybe. You just need to understand what's going on here. Okay, we're going to leave that alone. Now, basically, the Greek word, because we're preaching on the harpazo effect, caught up to meet the Lord in the air, the Greek word caught up in 1 Thessalonians 4, 16-17 is harpazo. So we find out that we have, basically, harpazo means to snatch out and to take away, and the implication is to snatch away from danger. I remember, Pam, you remember we used to go to that Greek restaurant in Charlotte, North Carolina. I don't even know if it's still there. We had a four-week revival, and I ate at a Greek restaurant every day. And I ate, it's no wonder my glucose is high now, okay? I ate spaghetti with clam sauce every day, and it had garlic in it. Of course, by the time church came, the garlic was not working. I never will forget, there's a man who owned the restaurant named Dino, okay? And I asked Dino, who was from Greece, tell me about being caught up, and he told me the Greek word. This is where I first heard it, is harpazo. And I said, tell me what it means. He says, well, today it would mean this. A child is playing in the street and a truck's coming, or a car. And this is what he said, and you reach out and grab them by the hair of the head and yank them out of danger's way. He says, now that's the meaning I would give, to snatch out, to seize out. So you have to understand that this return of the Lord is going to be quick. It's going to be sudden. You know, I don't believe people are going to have time to repent. I believe but Paul said we're changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. So this idea, well, when the Lord comes, I'll just repent, and then, you know, then the trumpet's going to sound. By the time the trumpet, I had a guy tell me this, trumpet, voice of the archangel, trumpet of God, shout the voice of the archangel, trumpet of God, 1 Thessalonians 4, 16, 17. That'll give me a good minute or two to repent. Well, you know, let me just tell you something. First of all, how do you know you're going to hear that trumpet? Here's why. In the New Testament, God spoke from heaven, and it says in your Bible, some said it was thunder. Some said it was an angel, but others knew it was God. So my point is, if you're close to Him, then you'll hear the trumpet. But if you're not following Him and you're not serving Him, you're just going to hear this big boom and say, what was that? You know, and then you're going to go looking for your loved ones and they're gone. Think about that. Now, you will have three choices if you do not follow the Lord. If you just go do your life, live your life, you don't have a repentant heart, repentant spirit, you don't turn to the Lord, in the 7-year tribulation, here's your three choices. Number one, to die of a plague or a judgment in the tribulation. And we find that in 1/3 of the population, and this is in the book of Revelation, will be destroyed under certain situations and certain judgments. Today, that's 2.4 billion people. If it were to happen today, that would be destroyed. So that's choice one. Choice two, and this is found in the book of Revelation as well, Revelation 20, verse 4, is to be beheaded by the Antichrist and his religious system by not following him. Now, that's going to be very heavy in the Middle East and all through Europe. There's no question about that, because a lot of you have heard me teach on the Antichrist, and you know the theory I have based on Scripture of who he is and what religious background he's from. And there's one main religion that does behead people all over the world that does not, that blasphemes, they consider blasphemers, or doesn't follow solve it. Number three is Revelation 13, and this is not a great choice either, is not to be able to buy or sell food and be starved to death during that time, because you have to have the mark of the beast or the name of the beast or the number of the beast to buy or sell. So if you don't have it, so this is what I would say to you. The best choice. It's like this. If you gave me a choice of going to heaven or go to hell, I would much rather choose heaven. You understand what I'm saying? So if I know this is in the Bible, if I know a tribulation is coming, if I know, and I know there's people, there may be partners sitting here, or there may be people watching. I know there's people watching me that they believe in mid-trib or post-trib. Okay, that's your prerogative. But my point is, there's more evidence. And if you don't believe this, I've got 10 hours of teaching I'm going to offer on Manifest one day on the rapture. 10 hours. If you don't believe it after 10 hours, just stay here. Because I'm telling you, it answers every argument, every question, every idea. And that rapture, again, is the Latin translation of the word caught up that St. Jerome used when translating the Bible from the Greek to the Latin. I would suggest this to all of you watching me. If you don't have a covenant relationship with the Lord, if you've never believed in Christ as the Son of God and never believed that He can forgive you of your sins, you know, to go to the Word of God, listen to preaching and teaching, and simply say to the Lord, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I'm under the death penalty of Adam. But the only way for me to get out of it is by serving you and following you. And Jesus promises eternal life. Now look, I don't mind telling you, eternal life on earth like it is now is not too appealing in some cities and nations. You with me? When the Messiah comes, it's going to be very appealing, because peace is going to come, and Satan's going to be bound 1,000 years along with every demon that he's got. And Jesus, by the way, is going to rule from that mountain right there behind us. You'll see this mountain again. It won't be in the same condition it is now, but you'll see this mountain again. So I want to encourage you to follow Christ and serve the Lord wherever you're from, wherever you're watching the telecast. And then we get letters every week and month from Australia, Indonesia, from Taiwan, from Singapore, that says, I was not a believer, I was not a Christian, I accepted the Lord after watching your program. So write me, contact me, and let me know what God has done for you. New resource material is now out, and I am making it available to you. Don't change the channel. I want you to watch where I'm coming to. We got some exciting places this year. God bless you. Let's give the Lord a hand from the city of Jerusalem. Woo. Our special offer is significant. Right now, there has been more interest in the book of Revelation called the Apocalypse than there has been in the history, to my knowledge, of Christianity in the United States. People are saying, is this in the book of Revelation? Are the viruses, the earthquakes, the locusts, is this a part of what preachers have told us for years, the time of the end? And the answer is yes. What I did, I have in my hand an album that has 7 DVDs, not CDs, but DVDs, with charts, maps, scriptures, and detail, which is a study of the entire book of Revelation from chapter 1 all the way to the Amen in chapter 22. Here are some of the DVDs. The Apocalypse Code and the Heavenly Temple. The Heavenly Throne Room, the Priesthood and the Beginning of the Tribulation. The Two Witnesses, the Bema, the Dragon, and the Kingdom of the Beast. Here's another one. The Islamic Antichrist, the False Prophet, and the Empire of the Beast. Another one is the Mysterious Mark 666, the Mysterious Woman, and Mystery Babylon. And here's a great one. The Millennial Code, the 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth as King. We also have one when Satan is bound and heaven comes down. It took me years of putting the outline together. It took me years of doing the Greek word studies, the historical studies, the studies from the early fathers. So you actually are getting a Bible school teaching here. And so I want to make the Apocalypse Code available to you right now at a very special price. Now remember, these are 7 DVDs. This is about 14 hours of teaching, and we want to make it available at a special price of $75. It will come in this beautiful album. And also, when you get it, you're going to get an extra DVD that will be included with this. So you're going to get a total of 8 DVDs. So you can go to perrystone.org, 1-888-21-BREAD, or you can go write me at Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee, 37320. There's an offer number. You must include that number, and we will know that's what you're ordering. And again, a donation of $75 or more will get you this album, and we will use it for 100% ministry. You're going to learn a lot. Get ready. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Cutshaw for Perry Stone Ministries, and I know you loved this teaching on the secrets of the Harpazo effect. As a matter of fact, the rapture of the church is one of the most talked about subjects in Christendom right now because all of us can see that we are hurtling toward the finish line. And I believe we are going to finish stronger than ever before. As a matter of fact, the patterns of the rapture are all through the Bible, from Genesis all through the New Testament. And myself, I am excited about not only the effects of the rapture now, but also all of the things that are about to come after that, the marriage supper of the Lamb, the millennial reign of Christ. The best is yet to come. Let me ask you a question. If you have never put your trust in Jesus Christ, you might want to do that now, especially after hearing a teaching like this. If you haven't done that, all you have to do is admit that you've sinned, believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, and confess Him as the Lord of your life. You pray a simple prayer like that. As a matter of fact, I'll pray it with you if you've never prayed that prayer before. Why don't we pray it together? Father in heaven, I admit that I've sinned, and I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I now confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life. Come and live inside my heart and help me to live for you. I believe that you are my Lord and Savior. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer, that is the first step to following the plan of God for your life. Now you need to check in with a Bible-believing church and need to get discipled, need to get a Bible. But that is the very beginning, because when you hear a teaching like this, you need to be rapture ready for sure. Now, if you like that teaching, you're also going to love Breaking the Apocalypse Code. Perry teaches the book of Revelation unlike anyone I have ever heard before. So Breaking the Apocalypse Code, especially at the offer that we're giving it to you now, is something you're going to enjoy for many, many years to come, and something that you want to share with your loved ones, especially if you know someone that's going to be left behind. This would be the perfect thing to leave behind for all of them. So you need to check out Breaking the Apocalypse Code. You can get that at perrystone.org, along with so many other incredible resources. And if you're getting a little tired of staring at the walls during quarantine, let me also recommend ISO.org. Now, I'm the chancellor of ISO, the International School of the Word, and we have so many incredible lessons, many taught by Perry Stone and lots of other people that would love to share the gospel with you right there in your own home, as you have just heard today. Now, I love the fact that this was taped at the Mount of Olives, because there is nothing like being in Israel and hearing the stories of the Bible. Speaking of that, you can go to Israel with Perry and hear him teach on these same subjects right there where it happened, and in many places where it's getting ready to happen. So you don't want to miss these great opportunities. Thank you for joining us today here on Manifest. We look forward to seeing you and your family again. Keep us in your prayers as we keep you in ours. God bless you.
Perry Stone invites you to join him for his 2020 Israel tour. The dates are November 23rd through December 2nd, with an optional visit to Petra in the country of Jordan. Call 1-888-321-3629 or visit perrystone.org for more information and how to register. Seating is limited, so call today.
Expand your understanding of Scripture. Advance your effectiveness in ministry. Earn certification for your knowledge of the Bible. International School of the Word. Developed by Perry Stone and Dr. Brian Cutshaw, ISO.org is the premier online Bible school with dozens of courses, hundreds of lessons, and thousands of students all over the world. Sign up for one of our exciting, affordable Bible courses and begin your journey at ISO.org today.